The attack ads are everywhere, on television, radio, and the internet. Some of the ads are created within only a few hours. A McCain campaign ad attacked Senator Barack Obama on the issue of taxes.
Painful taxes. Hard choices for your budget. Not ready to lead. That's the real Obama.
The Obama campaign responded with an attack on Senator McCain and his ties to lobbyists.
The lobbyists running his low road campaign. The money, billions in tax breaks for oil and drug companies, but almost nothing for families like yours.
But with both sides firing off negative ads at each other, experts say it's hard to know whether people are paying attention or to gauge the impact. Democratic pollster Celinda Lake says the latest bipartisan battleground poll, which she helped conduct, found that both Obama and McCain remain popular with the public.
Both candidates remain remarkably personally positive. And again, you would think, given a lot of the press reports, that both candidates had decidedly negative views. That's not true.
Both campaigns complain that their opponents' attack ads are often inaccurate and misleading. One group of liberal activists is urging the moderators of the upcoming presidential debates to focus on serious issues and steer clear of what they regard as trivial political attacks. Robert Borisage is president of the Institute for America's Future, which promotes a progressive political agenda.
And the basic theme of all of this work is to demand a debate worthy of a great nation in trouble. As all of you know, the presidential campaign at this point seems to be descending somewhere along a road to nowhere. We're talking about Paris Hilton and lipstick on pigs and Alaska separatism.
But experts predict the political attacks and negative ads will only increase in the final weeks of the campaign because the race has become more competitive since the party conventions. Obama led the polls for months, but in the last few weeks, McCain has come on strong and now leads in several surveys. McCain's pick of Alaska Governor Sarah Palin as his vice presidential running mate has energized social conservatives within the Republican Party. And McCain now casts himself as a reformer, bent on changing politics in Washington.
And I want to warn him. Every single one of them, stand by, because change is coming, and real change is coming to Washington, D.C., and we're going to shake things up.
Democrats complain the attacks on Obama have distracted voters from the real issues in the campaign, especially the economy. They're urging Obama to fight back, mindful of the Republican attack ads that helped doom Democrat John Kerry's presidential bid 4 years ago. In recent days, Obama seems to be taking their advice.
Enough. I don't care what they say about me, but I love this country too much to let them take over another election with lies and phony outrage and swift vote politics. Enough is enough.
Political analysts say this year's presidential debates will be crucial in helping voters decide what is shaping up as a very close race. Tom DeFrank is Washington Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News and has covered numerous U.S. elections. DeFrank told VOA's Issues in the News program that the debates will be especially important for Barack Obama.
I think he's now, as of today, he's the underdog. And I've always thought that the first debate, the first presidential debate, is always important in presidential elections, but I think Obama needs to be really compelling in that debate now. And I mean, the stakes are much higher for him now than they are for McCain.
Three presidential debates are scheduled beginning September 26th at the University of Mississippi. In addition, there will be one vice presidential debate between Republican Sarah Palin and Democratic Senator Joe Biden. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.